This week on Chicago Beer Pass, Nick and I are diving into everything that's been happening during Chicago Craft Beer Week, all the events we made it to, all the events coming up that we're going to and that you should be checking out. All that and more on this week's episode.
Yeah, because, you know, got a cork popped out, boom, and it flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
The legend, Mr. Pete Crowley. I love Pete Crowley, man.
How's that beer? That's what you think it is.
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to, every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this.
Rah, rah, rah!
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Brad, hey, I'm Nick White.
And we are in the midst of Chicago Craft Beer Week, which is really every week for us.
It is.
Yeah.
This is, how would you describe this? It's ramped up, for sure. It kicked my ass. I drink a little bit here and there.
Yeah.
This week's kicking my ass, Brad.
So Chicago Craft Beer Week, I think we talked about it before. It used to be 10 days. This time it's only really a week.
I feel like, no, 18th through the 27th, I feel like we still got, like, the Chicago week of, you know, which is like the week and a half. I feel like we still got that.
I guess I was talking to someone and they said without the closing party, there's really no, like, end, like, the kind of official events are, like, there's only one weekend. You don't have two weekends like you did in the past. You only have one.
That's true. I miss the book ends, you know, like a proper finish line. We don't have that. Why? What's going on with that?
I don't know. It just... wasn't planned as well.
It was always like, you know, it was supposed to be the closing ceremony was supposed to be like this rotating thing that, you know, showcased different parts of the city, and that, you know, open was always bug and the end was different every year. But and that only happened twice. West Loop, which was really fun.
That was a good fest.
And last year with Wells Park.
Yeah, Wells Park was 2 years in a row.
Oh, okay. So it happened three times then.
So, but anyway. We're going to talk a lot about Chicago Craft Beer Week on this episode. On every episode, we're drinking local beer. And this week, no exception. We got some Revolution Sun Crusher.
Yeah. So you got the orange fist.
Right. It's very orange in here. Like the lighting's kind of orange today.
You got an orange fetish here, Brad.
The office is orange. So it's like a little like my eyes are kind of like.
Yeah. So this the Hoppy Wheat Ale is. This replaces, I believe, a little crazy for a while. I think that's my understanding. Okay. Yeah.
Is that the
Belgian pale?
Oh, okay. Can it get rid of the hibiscus one?
Oh, Rosa?
Yeah. Can we just get rid of Rosa and have this take over?
My sister, me and my sister went to Smoke, the barbecue joint, BYOB.
Yeah.
And I brought her the Rosa. And she's like, this shit tastes like pink champagne.
It tastes like old bad wine.
Yeah. I'm not a Rosa fan.
No.
Yeah.
Anyway, but this beer, anyway.
This is good.
We're not here to bash Rosa. We're here to highlight.
All the Rosa fans are like, you don't understand Rosa.
I understand it. It sucks. but yeah, the Sun Crusher. I'm digging this beer. It recently came out. It's like 2 months old. So it's
new. And it is what they say it is, man. You know?
It was filled April 24th. So just a month ago. Nice.
And this was, we'll dive into it later, but this is the beer, this was the welcome beer at Ultra Fresh, too.
Okay.
Everyone that walked in, you got a fresh can of Sun Crusher.
Oh, nice. That makes sense. Very cool. We're going to sip on that as we talk about our past week here. And I guess it all kicks off with Bug, right?
Yeah.
Beer under glass.
It was a hoot, man. We ran into each other briefly, and then you were sliding out. You were on your way to Haymarket.
Yeah, I was hungry. I needed food. I didn't understand the food situation.
Yeah, it was way at the very rear of the Bluestone Terrace.
And there was a super long line at one point.
Oh, was there?
And it got cold, so I didn't want to go back outside.
Yeah, one of the former Goose employees, because, you know, Bruges Brothers is run by the guys who used to run Goose. He was like a manager at Goose.
Okay.
And that was one of the food trucks. So I got a sample of it, but I didn't really get to eat either.
And then I wasn't sure if you had to pay for food or if it was free.
I think food was, you're on your own for food.
Okay.
Yeah.
But then someone said they got food for free, and I didn't know if they were a VIP and that got food.
Yeah.
The food thing was a mess.
I didn't get to eat it, Bug.
Yeah. No. Don't, if you're not, just don't have food.
Just no food?
Just don't have food.
Oh, man. Come on, Brad.
Don't do this weird thing.
What are you doing?
I didn't even know where the food was. There wasn't even a sign. There was just a line.
It was way at the very,
I guess if I looked at the map, but I didn't look at the map.
It was all the way in the rear.
Okay.
Yeah. So when you walk in, there's always that little pond with the little greeting and like coins or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then it's like the race is on there. You in the maze, you pick which direction you're going to go and you get after it.
Okay.
One of the things I saw that was really cool when you walked right in was there's a replica of Wrigley Field basically.
Yeah. That was in one of the rooms.
Yeah. So they had like the ivy on the wall, like center field wall. They even had like the foul pole with, with the hey on it, and they even had, the scoreboard.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Yeah. That was pretty cool. Yeah, that was, that was around like the P and LMNOP beers, because this year was all in alphabetical order.
Yeah, I did. I could appreciate that.
Which I liked because it made more sense when someone's like, hey, where are you at? You're like, I'm by the S beers.
Right.
So you could find that very easily.
Yeah. So there was that. Oh, the mayor was there. Emmanuel was there when I got there.
Mm-hmm.
And he was doing his whole I'm the mayor thing, you know.
What does that entail?
You know, it's like, you know, hey, this is great. We got to support these guys. And I got this wine guy here, but I'm pulling him off wine and putting him on beer kind of thing. And
I know Pete got a photo with him.
Yeah. And they so apparently the board or the guild has this relationship with the city now. And Choose Chicago, which is like the social media wing of the city, I guess.
Okay.
They're going to do this initiative program called Friday Night Flights. So they want to spotlight the city, and then every Friday there'll be a different neighborhood. And basically it sounds like a series of mini festivals.
Oh, that's cool.
Around beer. So that does sound pretty cool. Then they all
I feel like we should be involved with that in some fashion.
I agree with this.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Crowley was there. They all drank Mad Mouse's beer, which was kind of cool.
Oh.
Yeah.
They
did like a proper cheers in front of the TV cameras.
There's like photo op thing. Okay. So yeah. Mad Mouse. Where's Mad Mouse at?
Mad Mouse is in University Village.
Okay.
So actually just due south of Haymarket. So Haymarket's at like Randolph and Halsted.
Mm-hmm.
This is maybe like a mile and a half south.
Okay.
So like Roosevelt and Halsted.
Okay.
Yeah, right there. Yeah. So... that was cool. The Friday Night Lights thing I thought was cool.
Yeah, we'll have to find out more about that and talk about it here.
First thing I had was people weren't even saying hi to me. They were like, hey, man, you got to go try a microphone. Okay. So that's the first thing I did was I tried.
Yeah, I think their beer ran out in like an hour.
Yeah, yeah. I was telling him, I was like, man, if there were a craft beer heat map for Chicago, I think it starts where he is, right? Like
right now?
Yeah. He's like a lot of buzz about his stuff.
So how was it? Why?
I'm not sure why. I mean...
But you had it, right?
I did have it. A lot because he's not afraid to just go all in on the super hoppy, juicy stuff. He's kind of hanging his hat on the super hoppy, juicy stuff. And really fun stouts. So that's what the bug beer was that I had. It was a... we just called it bug.
There's bugs?
2017 beer.
Bugs in it? Bug beer. Okay.
It was a Imperial Stout with
flour.
Flour. God damn it, Brad. No, but it did have blueberries in it. It was blueberries, honey, and it was a Journeyman whiskey barrel. Yeah, that was good.
But I thought all of his beers are like super cloudy, right?
All his IPAs are. All his IPAs are. Yeah, I think. Yeah, they had no problem making big juicy IPAs.
Okay.
Like no problem.
Sure.
Like all of them.
Yeah.
Maybe not all. I'm sure there's like a Berliner Weiss. I got to get up there and check it out.
Okay.
Yeah.
But so, yeah. So his beers were the hotness this time. Like last year or 2 years ago, I think it was Pipeworks was the big line.
Yeah.
But this year, Microphone.
Yeah. Microphone was good. He's got a crew, the Pale Pauper crew. It's like this collective of brewers that come together and do the recipe for that day. Those guys said they're starting their own brewery at Microphone.
Okay.
I got to try their stuff, and I liked their stuff a lot, too. It was in a different direction. I had like a peach sour and something called the Strange Loops IPA from those guys.
Interesting.
You know, I left my...
Your list?
I left my list in the car, so I can't think of the name of the crew. But yeah, something, some kind of saint. The saint that travels or something.
Okay.
So
you went to the right when you walked in. I went to the left and did like all the A beers. I did like the alphabet kind of in order. And so I was outside over at like Blue Island and talked to them for a while. They have a really cool event
corridor and,
coming up yeah. that I need to, we need to talk about. It involves rowing and stuff. It sounds neat.
Yeah. I like their space a lot.
Yeah, so that was pretty good over there. Because that way I did the outside first, which actually worked out in my benefit because it got cold.
Yeah, I ran into, it dropped really. There was literally like a 40-degree swing that night. Mm-hmm. I caught up with Rob Zama from Bader Brown. We kind of walked around on the other side where the, you know, T through Z's are.
Yeah.
So that's where, you know, Scratch was there. Rev was there with something called a very special Old Deeth.
Okay.
So it's like their stout for 21 months in barrels. That was solid, but Scratch was there.
They had this Dark Matter beer that was real, maybe my favorite beer.
It was legit, man. It was what was it? It was a wild cherry beer de garde with dark matter coffee.
Yeah.
Which on paper sounds a little bizarre, but it totally works.
Yeah, and I had just run into Jesse from Dark Matter. So we were chatting for a while because I was asking him about Dark Lord. Because I was like, what do you do with the coffee? He's like, I don't know. We just supply coffee. I don't know what happens to the coffee in Dark Lord.
Oh, like how it's applied in the recipe.
So he's like, we don't have any control over that.
Yeah.
We just, you know, supply the coffee for it. So.
Yeah, I've always wondered that too. Because it's like, I want to say they use unicorn blood, probably.
Well, yeah, they have the coffee for it. But they don't like, we're Big Hugs. They do like full on, like they are controlling how it's brewed and what's put in. But Dark Matter, it's just, or Dark Lord, it's just kind of boom.
It's like more of a collab when it comes to Half Acre and Dark Matter. Okay.
So I had just run into him. So when I saw this Dark Matter beer from Scratch, I was like, damn, I got to try that. And that beer was excellent.
I thought it was great.
Yeah.
Yeah. And speaking of Floyd's, I saw those guys and asked them about their Dark Lord day. And I was like, so I think the first bottle is like 2005, right?
Yeah.
And then I'm like, was that the first party? He's like, the first party was 2003.
Okay.
And it was just them just all kind of hanging out, you know, and they didn't really have bottles to sell.
Yeah.
And they were just kind of opening bottles for each other. I thought that was interesting because it didn't get bottled until like bottle for sale for like 2 years.
Okay.
But he said, 03 was the first Dark Lord day.
And I don't think we mentioned it when we were talking about it, but this year's Dark Lord had a new brewer.
Oh, really?
Because Barnaby had left.
Yeah.
So.
But I thought he was like the VP of like, you know, like sales or whatever, right? That's what I thought.
I thought their head brewer left. They had a new brewer.
No, Bodges. Well, they officially list Nick Floyd as the head brewer.
Right.
But the Chris Bodges, the guy that with the experience from like I think Stone or AB.
Yeah.
I believe he's their head brewer.
Right. So he came in this year, right?
I thought he was there.
Oh. Yeah. I thought they changed brewers, and there was like that might have been a reason why. Maybe it's a little more on point this time.
Shrouded in mystery.
Oh, man.
The Dark Lord.
This is what happens when you have conversations when you're drinking at beer festivals.
And you never really get access to, like, those guys, right? To, like, confirm these things. That's the one crew you never really...
And then you just...
Like, well, I don't anyway. Other people might.
You spread lies. Oh, man. All right. Well, maybe I was...
We're just making this up as we go, man.
Wow.
I don't know. What else was out there?
Over at Haymarket... They have this mini Matthias that they were pouring at the festival.
Yeah.
And then I had to go to the brew pub afterwards because I was hungry and I wanted more mini Matthias. So Matthias is a big, like, 8-9% beer.
Yeah.
It's so good, but you are messed up afterwards. Mini Matthias is, it's not a small beer. It's just a mini version of Matthias. So it's just brewed specially and it's called mini Matthias. And it tastes like it's 7% beer.
Yeah. I'd put their regular Matthias up there with any double IPA in the city.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Navaja, Ninja vs. Unicorn, American Muscle I put Matthias up there with any of those.
Yeah.
That's a great beer.
Pete said there's no plans for mini Matthias to make it to cans or anything. They're going to that's only going to be a taproom release, so.
Yeah.
That's too bad.
I really enjoyed the Brickstone 10th anniversary. It was like a barrel-aged barley wine.
Didn't try any of their stuff.
That was really good. And I think that's all I remember from Bug. Bug was really nice. Friday Night Flights sounds like a fun thing. I'd like to hear more about that. Yeah. I hope it's like a real initiative with like, you know, Brandy behind it and big kick-ass fucking parties like all summer, you know, and get people a chance to come out. You know?
I hit a half-day brewing because I know the brewer there. Saw him, and so their beers are tasting pretty good half day up. It's pretty far, what, north side?
It's like Lincolnshire or something, yeah. Right?
So
there were a couple crews there that I wasn't familiar with, and I took a few photos. I didn't really experiment a whole lot. I wanted to hit the folks that, you know, you know about, but you don't get to try it that often.
Yeah, it's tough, right? You try to find that balance. I went to Oak Park Brewing.
Yeah.
And which is really just a Hamburger Mary's brewery, which Hamburger Mary is in Andersonville.
Yeah.
Not that good.
You know, because they were, at the time when I went, last I went, they were brewing like in the kitchen. They were like, you know, they're like making pasta, and then they got the next door to that is like the homebrew setup, like all the same in the kitchen.
And Oak Park Brewing?
Yeah.
Not that good either. So
there's a crew called Hand of Fate down in Petersburg. I've never heard of them before. Yeah, I didn't really experiment a whole lot.
Right, it's tough, right? You want to have some new stuff, but then you're like, I got to say hi to people, and I want to have these beers that I know I can enjoy and maybe that I don't get very often.
Are we old? We sound a little older.
I don't know. It's tough. Like, when I went into one of the rooms, I was like, I don't know what to try. There's Beechwood Blonde. I'll just drink that. It's so good.
Yeah. I ended up, you have your own little, like, you know, plan of attack, and then when you, like you say, you see people, and you're like, well, what are you drinking?
Yeah.
And then they remind you, like, oh, yeah. Again, you know, Band of Bohemia is here. I'm like, oh yeah, haven't been there since they opened. Let me go there.
I know. I ran into Chet, Gary Valentine, and this girl. I'm forgetting her name of, but she knew you. They were all just like hanging on the grass.
I love that party, man. Everywhere you turn, you see somebody you know.
Yeah.
All these different rooms are completely different from each other. You know, that's one of the best, I think.
Mm-hmm. I have a video I need to edit. I put up like a Snapchat glasses video, but I have like I was shooting a lot of photos and video, so I need to like get that edited and get that up before Craft Beer Week is over.
Yeah. Just thumbing through to see who else I had. Oh, shout out to Weiner. Dude, you know, we've had that beer on the show, the Le Tub, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, it's so good, man.
Yeah, but that other one, Meow, is even better.
Yeah. I like what they're doing. And Twisted Hippo. They had this beat. They have this beat thing that I don't even like beats.
Oh, okay.
But I like this beer.
I missed Weiner because they were at the
way
end.
Way in the back. They say the mayor did a beeline to when he was back there, instead of like, you know, getting to know like some of these local breweries that are actually in the city, he just made a beeline straight to Three Floyds. Yeah. Like, thanks, Rom. You know?
Yeah, thanks, Rom.
you're doing a fine job here, bud.
Cool. So like I said, I went to Haymarket afterwards, but you went over to Pipeworks.
Yeah, man. Ended up catching up with Josh Riley from the Kankakee Tribune.
Okay.
Kankakee Journal.
Okay.
And the Hop Review guys. And we're like, dude, we have to go see this place. So we ended up at P-Dub's Pipe Dream is what they're calling it. Yeah. There's no food there, so we had to stop and get like ramen.
Okay.
And then we went back. It was great.
That was probably a good call.
Dude, because, you know, Pipeworks doesn't really, you know, everything's like fucking 9%.
Right. I went over there on, what was it, Saturday. So, yeah, it was, they're printing money.
Yeah, I didn't, I never made it to Bronca Bar? I didn't make, that's what was there before this, but, you know. I love the immediacy of it. It's like, oh man, it's only here for 9-10 days.
Yeah.
I have to go. We have to go right now.
Right. What are they going to put in after that, right?
What are they going to put in after that that's better than that?
Yeah, there's going to be like, oh, this made us a lot of money.
Yeah.
Just keep this going.
Yeah. It's great, man. We had the Imperial End of Days, but they're doing everything from like Barrel-Aged Abduction to, you know, these Mango Guppy series that they got. I went twice actually.
Oh.
So when I went back yesterday, they had this so there's a handful of beers inspired by cocktails. So like the White Russian.
Oh.
It was called Over the Line. It's like a Big Lebowski reference. So they pair the White Russian with the barrel-aged Over the Line, which is a white stout.
Hmm.
You know? White stout gets kind of tricky cuz it's like, you know.
That's kind of fun.
Yeah. But this was so good, man. Like $10. $10 you get the pairing. It was great.
Okay.
Yeah. My favorite one might have been this Pipeworks XO Man of War. It was a Belgian Golden Ale.
Okay.
But it was like IPA level hops with like the super light body, you know. And I was like, man.
Yeah, see, you're mentioning beers that weren't even on when I was there, because it's just like crazy how quickly
They kicked. I didn't get to try. They have a unicorn versus zombie dust.
Okay.
But that kicked before I got there.
I think I was kind of sticking to the Kölsch. They had a Kölsch.
Yeah,
going.
That's their house beer. Yeah.
The like not our house beer. I think it's called.
Yeah.
So I had that one. Let's see. What else did I have?
And this place is like, it's like an LSD trip. You know how Pipeworks always has these over-the-top graphics mm-hmm. and, you know, concept designs for their bottles. And it's all that stuff kind of come to light. You know, the abduction series, you know, when you look up into the lights, it's got it's like the abduction light thing. You know, they've got a big, huge, like, aquarium mm-hmm. for the guppy stuff, unicorns vomiting,
the
wacky colors.
Aquarium just seems like it's probably left over from the surf bar.
Yeah, that surf. What was up with that surf bar, man?
So even the fans are, they look like they're from the surf bar. Like,
yeah,
I felt like they didn't put a lot of effort into this. It was like, that's fine.
Let's just leave that there. It fits. Yeah. Turn the lights down.
Yeah.
Turn the music up. It'll work. It'll all work out.
I had their dark matter Kölsch, which was like a coffee Kölsch. Yeah. That was really good. But yeah, we sat at the bar. They are just going through so much. And then on Saturday, I think it's their last day.
Yeah.
They're tapping a new keg every hour. From when they open till 3 a.m. A new keg every hour.
Yeah. I think the reason I went yesterday, again, like my second time, because I wanted to try this. They had a Parse Rum Barrel Aged beer that they called Good Fiend.
Okay.
Oh, but then, you know, the website said they were tapping it yesterday, but they're like, no, we're holding out for this thing you're talking about, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, all the beers were really good. I think there was one that I felt like was kind of possibly infected, but
yeah.
Other people were coming up and be like, this is great. Give me more. I was like, yeah, all right, buddy.
Yeah. It's good, man. That place is open till 2 a.m. every night, you know.
3 a.m. on Saturday.
3 a.m. on Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah. And all the pipe works you can handle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we'll see what happens afterwards and see what kind of goes in there. It'd be neat if they kind of maybe showcase a new Chicago brewery that doesn't even have a place or maybe has a place and just wants to test out the water in Logan Square.
Yeah. Kind of cool. Kudos to the Emporium guys because that was a serious – they had a proper – they bounced back, you know. The surf bar was a bit of a dud, you know. Nobody really went. Yeah. You know, then they bounce back. They say, hey, let's just have it a rotating space. And then, you know, from that bar and then this Pipeworks thing, I think those are really good, really good ideas.
Yeah.
So, right cool. on.
So, did you make it to anything else then? I think, the Southside Fest was earlier on Saturday when I didn't make it there. I tried. It was raining. And
I was like, where's Brad, man?
I was like, I'm just going to go to Pipeworks here.
It's like the next neighborhood over.
Yeah.
I was going to go there.
I was like being super lazy about it because I wanted to make it over to Bader Brow. We had him on mm-hmm. a couple episodes ago talking about this. And I saw your pictures, saw other people's pictures.
Yeah.
Tell me about it.
I feel like, it was raining all day. You're right. And then up until the fest. So they announced super early that, hey, we're moving it indoors. And I think that was a better move, you know. So this place is like completely packed. We talk about Bader Brow, 20,000 square feet, mm-hmm. you know. And then they had mud wrestling in the brew house the night before.
Right.
And then, you know, they had this party. I don't know. It felt like it was like 700 people there, man. It was like a ton of people at this place. It was great. You know, the coolest part about this thing was, you know, Kevin McMahon, who's the brewmaster at Geno's East.
Okay.
You know, he's on stage with his band.
Oh, wow.
He's got like a 10-piece band. He's up there like hammering out like Phil Collins songs, you know, fucking Lionel Richie. It was great.
Crazy.
You know?
Okay.
It was really cool. They had they're on Glunz. The Bader Brow guys are on Glunz. So the VIP room is like all this fun like import stuff.
Uh-huh.
You know, so there's like you know, these creeks and the barrel-aged sour old ales from like fucking Belgium. You know, so that was good. The one beverage that people kept talking about was this Midwest Mead Works. So this is a crew down in like 118th, you know, like maybe Pullman or something. They had a cherry bomb. It's a 12% jalapeno cherry mead.
Man, I think you have like a secret love obsession with mead.
Dude, I'm into these meads, man. You know, I was at a... I was at Hopcat this week, and there's like, you know, 2,000 fucking beers on. I'm like, yeah, let me get that zombie killer, man. Let me get that.
Next season, mead. And
let me get that bee nectar, man.
Let's see what's up with that mead.
You know, I'm like, yeah. I do have a thing for mead. The 51st Ward beer was cool. It was called Revenge of the Brown Sugar, Venganza de la Panela.
Okay.
It was in bottles. I didn't know they bottled. I really enjoyed that. Yeah. A lot of people were really excited about the Horsey Hollow Coffee Stout as well. Okay. So.
Yeah, I think we've had the 21st World on here. So yeah.
Yeah, we've had them on. So that was a good party, especially the part where you could go up to, you know, the VIP area and get all these Belgians that are typically, I never see them on draft anywhere. I mean, maybe if you went to, like, you know, Hop Leaf or something.
Okay.
But very rarely do you see these on draft. And then, you know, there's some sour ones and there's like a Cherry Creek. You can blend the two, you know. It was good. And then that space is built for a party.
Yeah.
You know.
It's huge. Yeah.
It's a great space.
It was just such a bummer that it wasn't nice that day because I wanted to see the block party in action.
Yeah.
And like, I think it's a perfect street to do that on because, yeah.
You're a lot like, because you're right off the train.
It's
and then
a dead end.
It's a dead end by the expressway.
Yeah.
Much like the other party I went to.
Okay, what was that?
It was the Right Way Signs.
Is it a dead end? Alley?
I just had a party in the alley. You know, that's how we get down. It's just beer week. No. Yeah, the Hop Review guys put on their second annual, what's it called? Ultra Fresh 2. Yeah, Ultra Fresh 2. So this was a, it was a party. It was a block party. Not really a block party, but Right Way Signs sits at the end of this block that's cut off. You know, so it kind of feels like a block party. It's cut off by the expressway.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so I saw Carrie. I saw Carrie from Portland.
Right, he was on episode, I don't know, maybe almost 8 months ago now.
Something like that. He's got, he was one of the tap, he found a tap lister.
He's got Beer Herd now.
Beer Herd is his new thing, which is kind of like a marketing media play, right? I don't know.
Yeah, not totally sure on.
Okay.
What, I think he's just trying to like get the word out there and meet people and kind of figure out what he needs to, what it is. Yeah.
Yeah. So the Right Way Signs event was, it was cool, well, because, you know, the concept, I thought the concept was dope. It was like, hey, you know, within 5 days of the event, all this beer was either packaged or kegged.
Okay.
Right.
So what'd you have then? You had this, the Sun Crusher.
Sun Crusher was there. There was a really fun, actually from Atlas, I keep calling them Atlas, Burnt City. I really enjoyed both of Burnt City's offerings. You know, there's a... The hazy beer phase is not done at all.
Please, just end this.
You're going to love the upcoming events then, man. But Forbidden Root and Three Floyds had one called Stay Lit. So they put lactose in theirs.
Okay.
So we're hearing things. You know, some people put flour in theirs. Some people just changed, like, the water profile.
Mm-hmm.
They put lactose, and then they finished it on, like, actual, like, cherry wood and, like, yellow birch.
Okay.
It's really good, though.
See, that sounds all right.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay.
It was a good party. A lot of breweries brought their mainline stuff, but there were some nice one-off offerings mixed in there, too.
Well, it makes sense if you're like, this needs to be super fresh. We brew this every day.
Yeah.
So here's Daisy Cutter. It's super fresh Daisy Cutter, but that's what we do every day.
Yeah. And then, you know, I mean, I dig the concept. I think it's cool. And
Then,
like, you know, puts the emphasis on hyper-local.
Right.
You know, which is, you know, what it's Chicago Craft Beer Week, so, you know.
Yeah.
It made sense. So, yeah, I had a really good time at that thing.
Anything else you make it to? I felt like you made it to a lot of stuff where I was maybe, for Chicago Craft Beer Week, I felt like I was doing good. But you.
I overdid it, man. I took a day off. I think after Bug, Bug knocked me out, man. I think I did nothing Friday. Yeah, I chilled really hard.
The rain is slowing me down.
Yeah.
So that's holding me back from making to a lot of stuff.
Yeah. I don't know what this upcoming week's going to do, but I think we got off to a proper start.
Okay.
For sure.
So we should dive into a few of the events. I know we're already at like 30 minutes here, so if you're listening, now we're going to get into these new events.
Yeah.
What do we got on the calendar?
Bear with us here. Let's just let's jump into a handful of them this week. Brown Line Brews is one that's going to spotlight a bunch of breweries along the Brown Line, but the party's going to be at the Long Room.
Okay, not at the Segwich stop? Isn't this usually at the Segwich stop,
this
event?
Long Room's jacking it, man. Yeah, this is at the Long Room now.
But this is like a Segwich
stop. Oh, yeah, it is. It's exactly like that, actually, now that you mention it. That's funny. Do they know about this?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
They might know.
And this looks like a Malt Row showcase, right? Well, first of all, the Cicerone is along the Brown Line too, so they're going to be there. It's kind of like a networking event for like craft beer lovers as well as industry professionals.
Yeah.
And if you have your Cicerone, you know, you'll get a Cicerone pin as well as a custom pint glass and a free beer on them. There's going to be raffles and more. Oh, but then it's all the Malt Row guys.
Okay.
So Band of Bohemia, Beguile, Dovetail, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay.
All that crew up in the Ravenswood crew, essentially.
Nice.
Yeah. So that's 6 p.m. Wednesday.
Cool.
Wednesday, okay. The 24th. Yeah. Also Wednesday the 24th is there's a craft beer roundtable discussion at Buckle Down.
Okay.
Yeah. So this event is ticketed, but it's free. So the founders of Half Acre, Buckle Down, Brickstone, and a place called Ken's Liquor. I don't know if I've never heard of them.
I didn't know Ken had a liquor store.
I didn't know Ken. Shout out to Ken, man. He's got his liquor store up and running. They're all going to be, it's like a roundtable discussion. They'll have a one-hour reception and a two-hour conversation at 7 p.m. out at Buckle Down in Lyons.
Nice. I haven't been to Buckle Down in a minute.
That's a super fun tap room, man. Their place is nice. So that is...
Also Wednesday.
Yeah, that was also Wednesday. Yeah. Should we slide right into Thursday?
All
right. Thursday is the Northwest Side Ride.
Okay.
Yeah, so this is a showcase of 9 bars and breweries on the Northwest Side. So this is, Lake Effect puts it on, but it's going to make stops at like Aleman, and then there's like 6 or 7.
So
or
it's
actually
not
9.
A bike ride.
It's not a bike ride. Okay. There'll be 3... this is the 4th annual one. There'll be a continuous loop of 3 buses.
Okay.
And then it's from 6 p.m. to midnight. You can get on at any of the 9 stops and then just make your way to the other stops.
Oh, that's awesome. Because I remember when Stone launched in Chicago, Small Bar did a similar event where the buses kept going and you could hop on any time. So
yeah,
that's kind of awesome. You don't have to feel like you need to make it to everyone. You're not like, oh, I got to drink my beer and get out. I can wait for the next bus.
There's no pressure. And then, like, you know, the Northwest Side, you know, like if you live in other, like I live on the Northwest Side, and, you know, in whether I'm in a car or, you know, on the Blue Line, it takes me like 40 minutes to get downtown sometimes. Mm-hmm. So if you're in one of these other neighborhoods, you know, you probably don't make it Northwest.
Yeah.
So this is a good chance to just, like, you know, just cruise, man. Just cruise and check out all these cool spots up there.
Cool.
There's a really happening scene up there. Yeah, so that is Thursday.
Nice.
And then also Thursday, you know, it's probably going to be Brad's favorite event. It's the New Era IPA Tap Takeover at Forbidden Root. So 10 juicy, hazy, what other adjectives can I use? You know, cloudy IPAs. They're all coming to Forbidden Root for one night only, man.
That's weird to have a tap takeover at a... Brew pub.
It is.
Right?
Hey, but they're doing it, man, because they're in. They're in on the haze, man.
And Forbidden Roots, like, our beers aren't that great. We got to bring in new guys.
You know, I looked at this, and I'm like, you know, I've only had, like, one or two that I really dig, you know.
From Forbidden Roots?
No, not Forbidden Roots, just that style.
Yeah, I figured that.
You know, the New Era, the Nebraska, New England, whatever you want to call it. I've only had like one or two that I really like, and they're probably both from Microphone.
Allagash White, that's the best one.
It's basically, yeah, it's like.
I feel like that started the trend, right? Allagash White.
Flavor profile-wise, like how different is it from a hoppy wheat, right? Hoppy cloudy wheat.
Yeah.
Like Blue Moon, if it was hopped up, you know.
Would be.
Could qualify.
I know, I'm surprised. I'm sure Coors is working on the Blue Moon.
The,
England style.
Blue Moon, any IPA?
Any, yeah. Any. It's the Oyster Blue Moon or something.
So this is 10 of them. You know, I can see, you know, maybe having a flight of 3 or 4 and just doing some contrast, compare stuff. Yeah. But that's
Thursday night.
That's Thursday night, 6 to 11.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, one more event. Sorry. Shout out to Spiteful, man. Their 4th annual dice tournament. Cheeseburger and a pair of dice. That's also going to be this week. That's Wednesday. That's a 5:30 start.
Oh, yeah. That's Wednesday? That's not Saturday?
No.
Because Craft Beer Week would be over.
Be over. Okay. Yeah. You miss it.
Cheeseburger and dice Wednesday night.
Yeah, cheeseburger and a pair of dice. So it's a dice tournament. Mm-hmm. You buy the ticket, you get the cheeseburger, you get the beer, you get entry to a dice tournament.
Yeah.
There you go. Done. kind of a brilliant concept. I dig it.
Yeah. It sounds crazy when you just tell someone, like, you get cheeseburger, you get some dice, and you get beer, and you're in a competition. Like, what? That doesn't make sense.
Winner take all.
Cool. Well, it is Chicago Craft Beer Week, so there's events even beyond what we're mentioning here over at shybeerweek.com.
Yeah.
So check that out if you're looking for other events. There's probably something on at your local place, a tap takeover, something else that we're just not mentioning because we're running out of time.
Yeah, there's a ton of stuff going on, man. Yeah. It's a fun time.
Yeah.
But lots of stouts in the air, too. A lot of events, a lot of places are pulling out, you know.
Stouts?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, I know.
Maybe they just, like, you started keeping them and then you have too many of them and you're like, what do I do with all these now? It's summertime and no one wants them.
I know the Hopsmith Tavern has a stout takeover this week, and so does Park and Field, which is that new Logan Square spot, West Logan Square.
I feel like it's got to be hard to even sell a stout in the winter. As someone who, like, goes when I go drinking, I want to drink for longer.
Yeah.
So I don't want that 9%, 10% stout.
Yeah.
Even if it's, you know, 2 degrees outside.
No,
I will still take the pale ale or maybe the brown ale, so...
Yeah. Sometimes I like to be overwhelmed. I'll go out the gate, give me the stout, but then I won't go back to it.
Right.
Yeah.
It's going to be tough. So before we get out of here, before we wrap up this episode, any beer news?
One bit of beer news, man. Goose Island, they had their fourth annual dodgeball tournament.
Okay.
So they had 30 local breweries enter. The final four was Goose Island, Hopewell, Horse Thief Hollow. Hopewell?
Yeah, Hopewell.
Shit. Yeah, Hopewell. And Horse Thief Hollow and Banging Gavel down in like South Burbs, like Orland Park. Yeah. The final was between Horse Thief Hollow and Goose Island. And Goose Island, after 4 years of hosting this tournament, finally took it. They took the whole thing.
They fixed it.
The fix is it. Yeah. So cheers to those guys. Yeah. They Revolution won that event the first 2 years.
Mm.
Yeah. And Goose hadn't won. So they finally put one in the W column for the year.
Speaking of Goose Island, the 10 barrel. Brew Pub is opening in San Diego this weekend, and there are lots of protests going on.
Yeah, because that's a town that's probably...
They are craft beer.
The top three craft beer destination. Like,
so people have paid for, I think, a blimp or a airplane to fly over, and like that says, like, not real craft and all this stuff. So
there's they're smaller than Chicago and have more breweries in Chicago.
Yeah. So that's I feel like a developing story and interesting one to read up on and see what they're doing and kind of see the backlash that's happening.
I think, you know, I'm not sure, you know, we understand both sides of it a little bit. And I don't know, you know, whether I like it or hate it. I feel like it's good to make distinctions on ownership. I feel like that's a good thing. If there's a list of breweries that have been bought by multinational corporations, I feel like that's an important list.
Yeah.
So there's that.
Yeah. Well, let's get out of here. Let's keep drinking Chicago Craft Beer Week. We got to do it. Nick, where can people find you? Get in touch.
Right on, man. I'm on Twitter at Nicosio.
And I'm on Twitter at BRed. Chicago Beer Pass is on Twitter at Chicago Beer Pass. Website, chicagobeerpass.com. All the episodes are posted there. Links to iTunes, Stitcher, YouTube. We're often doing the Periscope live stream. We didn't do it for this week's episode, but keep an eye out that on our Twitter feed. And then our Facebook page, /Chicago Beer Pass. We're always posting photos there, links to other events, just stuff you should be checking out. Cheers. Thanks for listening.
Cheers.